You could eat them, I guess. You could eat the shell, the hull. You know, the outside, it's a hard seed inside. You just got the hull outside, and then it's a hard seed inside.
Yeah. Were there berries that you couldn't eat in the woods that were...
No. And they had the... They got mulberry. Well, that mulberry tree, well, that's a berry. A lot of people got that in their yards and all that. You know, I guess you don't see that mulberry tree. Mulberry tree, you ever saw it?
No, I haven't. We don't have where I'm from.
We got
lots of pine. That's about all we got.
And well, they got that there. Yeah. Well, you can eat them berries. You can eat them, but most people don't fool them. You can eat them. They're good to eat if you want to eat them.
Yeah.
They won't hurt you.
Have you got that big kind of tree with white scaly bark and white limbs?
No.
Kind of Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
We got what they call a cotton tree. That's a big tree, but it don't have it makes a little flower like a cotton, you know, that flies off, just like a willow tree. You know, willow tree has a...
Those are pretty willows there.
Well, that's a ripping willow. That don't make them kind. Regular willow makes a little white flower, you know. But this year, the ripping willow, that's a different kind of willow. That daddy limbs come down, the other the limbs go up.
You have a sycamore?
Sycamore, yeah, we got that.
Okay. What about that kind of bush that makes your skin break out?
Well, they got poison oak, we call them. That give you a rash, you know. Some people have that, other people never have it. I never have had that. I can make a bed out of that stuff and sleep in it. Won't do me no. And other people can't go around in there, get that rash.
Okay, you have any different types of that?
Well, yes, they got the red one and the white. They got two kinds. Poison ivy.
When a married man didn't want to make up his mind about something, he'd say, I better ask.
Well,
when you were, say when you needed to make a decision, you'd always consult with your...
No, I never done that. I always made my own mind for anything that I do, and I still do it. I don't ask advice for nobody. If I got a decision to make, I'm going to make it on my own.
You never talked with your, when you were married?
Even to get married, I never made up my own mind. In other words, no. I didn't ask no advice from nobody to do for anything that I ever done, and any decision that I ever made that mean anything in my life. If I wanted to buy something, I never asked nobody. Even my wife, I didn't ask her. I'd tell her I'm gonna buy it, what you think of it. But I didn't ask her no advice. She said, well, maybe we ought not buy it or something like that. But my mind was made up to buy it. And I have up until this day. I never had bought nothing on time. Whenever I bought an automobile, I had the cash money to pay for it. Anything I ever bought, I paid for it cash. Till today, I have never bought nothing on time. If I would go right now and try to buy something on credit in Donaldsonville, the only place I could go buy it is at Arsalemma. That's the only man who's selling because he know me personally.